Once you're at the center of Dutch Neck, walk to the red brick sidewalk. You should see a stone monument between the evergreen trees. This is our town's World War II memorial. From 1941 to 1945, the United States was engaged in the largest war ever, which involved dozens of nations and claimed over 70 million casualties. West Windsor, sleepy farming community that it was not immune to its impact. Rationing abounded in town. There were many levels to rationing, where food items like sugar, butter, and eggs were distributed based on household size, while other supplies, such as gasoline, were only given to those demonstrating an urgent need. Residents further assisted the war effort through scrap drives, donating bumpers, children's toys, pots, pans, and more to feed the country's insatiable appetite for metal. Throughout the U.S., towns and counties often competed to raise the most. West Windsor even set up its own defense council to manage the town's response systems, education, and equipment, including informational pamphlets, police apparatus, ambulances, and air raid supplies. It disbanded a few months after the war's end. Soldiers from West Windsor served in every branch of the military. Collectively, the 227 men mentioned on the plaque here represented 10% of the town's entire population. They were assisted by invaluable support, such as nurses, transportation specialists, and more, some also from our town. This memorial was constructed in 1947 to honor the soldiers. These 227 followed dozens of West Windsor soldiers that served in the American Revolution, Civil War, and World War I, and were succeeded by many more in Vietnam, Korea, and beyond. As you look at the plaque, you will notice seven names on this plaque are marked with a star. These individuals lost their lives in combat. Take a moment to reflect before playing the next video, which covers life in Old Dutch Neck.